Hounds.
Release the Hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, great to have Torts back on. It's Hockey and Hounds. It's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Every Wednesday at this time, we get to talk to the Columbus Blue Jackets head coach. Torts, good to have you back.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. So here we go. You guys come out of the break, and everything stays the same. I know you had a couple nice practices before the break. You talked about hitting those afternoon games in stride. It looked like you have. You've got a nine-game point streak. Elvis won his seventh in a row. But, you know, when your team is playing well, and I know you liked them last night, what about last night did you like the most? Outside of the obvious, you know, you need great goaltending. But when you get to that podium and say, I think it's one of our best games that we've played, what's the headline for you?
Well, we outchanced them 18-9. They have three chances in the last two periods plus overtime. So we're doing the things I think we need to do in front of our goalies as far as away from the puck, our positioning away from the puck, our understanding about situational play. I really thought it was probably one of our most solid games in quite a while, both offensively, because we developed a lot of offense, but more so defensively, that we didn't give anything up defensively, and we pushed the offense. So, you know, Elvis was good, but he was not busy. He made a couple of key saves at key times. It's the type of game that we need to continue to try to play and just keep our patience within the 60-minute hockey game.
You know, Torch, you mentioned Elvis there, and obviously, you know, got a lot of help in front of him. But two parts. Have you ever seen or been a part of a young goaltender playing this well this early? And how do you handle that? I mean, is that something you kind of back off and let him go, or is it a situation where you want to be more hands-on and continue to teach and coach during that whole process, even though they seem to be playing really well?
Yeah, Manny's coaching them. It's a very small sample size. I'm a little concerned just how they handle themselves. I think it's something I know I'm watching, and I've kind of directed Manny to watch too, and not let it get good to them. Both him and Corpy, as they have played well. This is it's a humbling game, and I just want us to keep it flat line here, especially our two goaltenders, and just prepare yourself each and every day and be the best you can be. A judgment we made on what Corpy is and what Elvis is quite a few months down the road here as far as what they are. This is something that's very important to me that I'm going to watch very closely.
Torts with us, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. So you needed, you needed to be what you were last night, blocking shots. I think Elvis caught an early post, which was nice on the two-on-one. You had a couple of point-blank chances in the power play with Boone and Sonny, who had good looks on Bobrovsky but couldn't get it past him. I know you're starting, outside of last night, you were starting to put the puck in the net a little bit. Do you still believe that you get a sense that you're relying on goaltending too much, or no?
No, I see that. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe that at all. I think we're doing so many good things away from the puck in front of our goalies that's allowing us to create offense. No, I don't think that way at all, Anthony.
Okay, good, because that's part of what you talked about at the beginning of the year, which was that maybe before you knew what you had, you had to be a lockdown defensive team. And I think the quality chances that you're allowing are really good. Like, you're really keeping teams away from getting a lot of great chances. And all of a sudden now, you got a little groove going here. And so I know you came back from the break and nobody knew really what to expect if you had heavy legs or whatever. You had two afternoon games. Did you have to do anything in those practices coming out of the break to make sure you knew what you had with these guys coming off of the time off?
Let me just expound on a couple of thoughts with the goaltending and all that. I want to make sure I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
We have gotten really good goaltending. But I just want to make sure that the reason why we have found our way, it's because the way the whole team has played. I think there's an Elvis part to this that everybody wants to jump on, and and kind of run with, and especially Elvis, because he is a personality, which I really enjoy. I want him to show his personality. But the reason why we have found our way here is because everybody's contributed, and it's been a team-type mentality about it. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that. As far as how we went about our business when we went to practice, our first practice was basically to touch the puck, to move the puck around, get as many touches as you can with the puck. Certainly got some conditioning in within our practice. Second practice, same thing, but also added just some confrontation, some battles, just to get the body banged around a little bit before we started playing the games. And I talking to our strength coaches, Nelson and Kevin, they felt so good about how our team came back after this break versus last year's break. They were really comfortable with how we were going to start. And so a lot of good news, that part. The guys did some work in the time off. I'm sure had some fun, but also were conscious about staying on top of their conditioning.
You know, and I know a lot of coaches would never admit that, you know, going into the bye week, but especially when you go in that hot, you know, there is always a little bit of trepidation of how the guys are going to respond when they come back and how are they going to look. And, you know, obviously, by all accounts, you guys have responded great out of the break, and you said the guys looked ready to go, and you know, the rest of your staff backed that up. But heading into the break, now looking back with the fact that you guys have played pretty well, was there any worry for you heading in off of so much success that maybe returning, they might not be as sharp as you had hoped?
Yeah, you're always thinking that, Bobby, especially when you're playing as well as we were, do you want to keep it going? You know, and you know, I felt that way. There's no question you want to keep on playing when you're riding the wave there. But you know what? There's nothing we can do about it. It's the schedule. You trust your guys. I made no calls to anybody during the break. I want to show them that I do trust them as they come back. I think they did their work that they needed to do when they had the days off. So you go about it. I wasn't sure how we were going to be. I'd be lying to you say, yeah, we'll be fine. I wasn't sure. But, I wanted to keep playing. But we can't. It's the National Hockey League schedule, and it teaches me, and I guess it gives me a little bit more confidence in our guys. You show them some trust, you leave them alone, and they come back as a group, and they're ready to go again. And having said all that, my biggest worry is I worry about the next game, because I know this game can change so very quickly, and that's why we're. We showed them some tape on some of the good things we've done, but also some things that we need to correct. And before last night's game, and then we come out with it's 18 scoring chances to 9 against. So, and tomorrow we'll show them some video as far as some of the good things we did in last night's game, after our video prior to that game. So we're trying to just stay on them without grinding them to make sure they're ready each and every day. That's the way this team has to operate. We have to operate that way. And what we have for our personnel right now, it's still with a bunch of injuries.
Yeah. No, that's a balance for sure, especially when things are going well. And, you know, you're in a race here, and you've put yourself within striking distance here now to protect what you've earned. But there's you got a lot of games left. Maybe your biggest concern is getting zinged with a puck. I saw those reflexes last. You almost caught the damn thing.
Yeah, I bailed out big time.
I saw you, but everybody bailed, and I saw none of your players got in front of you.
No, that kind of pissed me off. I told them that too. Usually, some players jump in front of that stuff. Not this group.
And they're wearing helmets. They're wearing visors. Yeah. You're running naked back there. No, that was good. Well, it's honestly, it's great to have you back, and I want to deliver some good news to you. The adoption center that I've been talking about, the Muskingum County Dog Warden Adoption Center in Zanesville, Ohio. We've been talking about those names that you and I discussed. And after 8 months, one of those dogs we talked about, Bluff, got adopted yesterday. And a nice couple came to look at several dogs, including that other dog, that Leonard. They decided on Bluff. So one is adopted, and as an update on Leonard, he had a couple people come look at him last Friday. It looked promising. Unfortunately, that one fell through, so Leonard is still waiting for his forever home at Muskingum County Adoption Center in Zanesville. He's a 1 to 2 year old terrier mix, sweet boy, really eager for affection and exercise, pretty strong, but he's gentle on the leash. And, you know, all the dogs that leave the facility down there are fully vetted, spay, neutered, the whole thing. Beowulf is the other one. He's a 1 to 2 year old terrier mix as well, really sweet, good with other dogs. And the other dog, Creed, is still a foster to adopt. And from what I hear from my people down there, he's doing very well. But they have a couple dogs that need adopted. So that's really good news that a few of the dogs we've talked about. It's very nice. There's one dog that I'm going to put out there today. Her name is Lucy. And I'm going to put a video out. And I think when you see the video, you're going to be like, this dog is terrific. It's like a boxer. Looks more boxer to me than pit mix. It's brindle. She's beautiful. She was rescued by the Scioto Area Humane Society in Portsmouth. So that's pretty far south of us, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. She was found living in a deplorable conditions. She was taken to a local vet. She was treated for a fever. She had multiple open wounds from the chain. We've seen embedded chains over the years. As a humane agent, we see a lot of this. But the great news is she's currently being fostered, but she's looking for, obviously, a loving indoor home. And she's 3 years old. And she is really good with kids of all ages, loves the foster family. Smaller dog, might be a little too tough with a bunch of big dogs. So if your family doesn't have a dog or has just a small dog, she'd be great. She just has a little trouble around dogs her own size, or at least right now at this point. And so she has obviously had nothing her whole life, and was very curious about the world, and very happy and very playful. And so she'll go to the door when she has to go out. She's had no accidents indoors, like she's a champ. So if anyone is interested in seeing this dog or seeing the video or the information I have, please get a hold of me at the station here. You can email me at the station, anthony@971thefan.com, very easy. You can get a hold of me on social media, on Twitter, at Anthony Rothman, or through the show page. And I will introduce you to this dog named Lucy that has had a very, very tough beginning, but now in a better situation, and we need to find her a home. So the shelters and rescues are overloaded in Scioto County, and they're desperate for help, and this is one that could create a space for us. So Lucy is our adoptable of the day.
Well, I'm anxious to see the video, Anthony.
I'll send it to you when we get off the air. And hope to see you this week at the rink. And I know we've got a lot going on, and you and Christine are making a wonderful donation that I'll tell people about next week to one of the local shelters here. And I have news that our friend Liam is coming in this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, Liam's coming in for both games. Has he called you?
Oh, yeah, I talk to Liam all the time. He's awesome. Tells me how to run my fantasy team.
He tries to tell me how to run the hockey team.
The real team.
Yeah.
Well, next week I think we'll talk about your relationship and how it's grown over, umpteen years now. And so Liam's coming in. I can't wait to see him on Friday and Saturday.
First year in college. First year college student. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. All right, Torts. Yeah. Have a great practice week. Have a good, strong week. And we'll talk to you next week, but we'll see you this weekend.
Okay, Bobby, Anthony, take care. Good talking to you.
You as well. That's John Tortorella. Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, every Wednesday at 2:30. Torts, his time, his dime, calls us and do the obligatory hockey thing for about 8-10 minutes, and then we get to what he and I really want to talk about is trying to place these dogs. So if you have a place or know someone that might be interested in Lucy, get a hold of me here, and I'll get you the video and the information. Torts brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Every time he calls, Telhio makes a generous donation to the Tortorella Family Foundation, and then Torts and his wife, and we all get together and say, okay, where can this money make an impact? And it's done such a good amount here in Central Ohio and in the Buckeye State in helping animals in need. NFL, two-minute drill. Up next, Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
It's your favorite morning buddy, Trey Wingo. Catch Golic and Wingo every weekday morning starting at 6. This is your flagship station for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan.